The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Retha. Radio Boomers
Good
Live.
Morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Ready to rock and roll with all our baby boomers out here in Southern California. And they're, I guess they're all over the place listening. But, wow, Retha, here we are. It's the end of April. How'd that happen? All right. This is
I know.
Mind-boggling. This is mind-boggling. It's like we're going into May, and then comes summertime, June, July, August, and oh, man.
Birthdays. Our birthdays.
Yeah.
Summertime
That's
is
right.
our
yeah.
birthday time.
they seem to come around pretty fast, these birthdays. And you know how many birthdays the average person has, Reith?
No.
You're probably thinking, well, is it 70? Is it 80? Okay, here's the average person has one birthday. Well, right? When you think about it?
When you're actually born. I knew something was coming here.
Okay. Well, I had to hit you with a little curveball there. Get you thinking in the morning. So you've been busy. Are you coming back from any trips, or are you planning on any trips? What's going on with Retha?
I've been working. I did a play over the weekend. It was a one-time performance for a play called Angry Insecure Men that we did at the Barnsdall Theater over in East Hollywood. It was a play that addresses domestic violence abuse. And so education, learn how to report, don't just sit around and say nothing type play. So I'd been working on that for the last week, and we performed that Saturday evening. So I've been busy doing that. I've been busy auditioning. I tell actors all the time, your job is not working on a movie or a TV show. It's auditioning for most of your life.
And you told me that it's a little different with the auditions today, because you not only have the competition on those who are coming into the stage to audition, but you're also dealing with those that can submit an online audition, right?
Exactly. You tape your own audition. So now not only do you have to be an actor, you have to be a director, a lighting director, a script supervisor. You have to do your own production for auditions, which personally – I don't like. I'm capable of doing it, but I think it puts you at a disadvantage, because, of course, those who know how to film better are going to look better. So,
yeah.
But at the same time, it gives you the opportunity, if you're not available for a part that you really want, that you can still submit yourself. So, you know, what can we say? But that brings us up to our hot topic time.
I was just going to say it's time for Retha's time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic again this week is Me Too movement, because so much has happened in the last few days regarding it. Of course, Bill Cosby was convicted and Tom Brokaw was accused. I don't know what America is coming to. It's really just amazing, but there have been so many men accused, but it goes from A to Z. You have someone who, like Bill Cosby, who was well respected, but not only was accused by 1, 2, 3, 4, but dozens of women accused of being drugged and sexually assaulted. Do you have someone like Tom Brokaw, who I believe has been accused by one woman 24 years ago, and it's almost all being lumped into one sum. You know, like any man who has ever said anything wrong to any woman ever is now part of the Me Too movement. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that women should not be believed. Women should be believed. But at what point are we going to move to the time where we are actually doing something about bad behavior? Yes, men should be prosecuted, but I'm not, you know, one time 24 years ago, should he go to jail? I don't think so. Should he lose his job? We don't even know whether or not it's true. Do we want to have trials for each and every I mean, this is really getting out of control, and we need to deal with, okay, no more. Let's stop having Me Too moments. The sad part is I've heard it at Coachella, again, dozens of women complained of men behaving badly, misappropriately touching women in the crowds. This has got to stop. It's not okay. A woman has the right to say no, and a man should never, ever touch a woman without the woman's permission. So I'm just kind of stirred up because everything's been put into one pot, and, you know, someone who is a serial rapist is being put in the same category with some man who makes an off-color jokes. I know I've said things that were probably inappropriate over the years because the things do change of what's appropriate and what isn't. But really, at this point, we need to do something about it. Men need to behave better. Women need to report, and it needs to be safe for all women to report and wrong for all men to do anything inappropriately to women. So I'm just saying we need to get somewhere with this Me Too movement where it's not just, oh, I need to tell my story, but it's my story has stopped because it's no longer happening. That's my hot topic today and yours, Jim.
Well, we got a little stress reduction in the North Korea situation with the banter going back and forth from Trump to Kim Jong-un. There's a little stress because of the nuclear buildup over there. Well, the pressure's being relieved now because they're having a meeting between North and South Korea leaders to discuss the dismantling or a great reduction in North Korea's nuclear program. The nuclear site that Kim Jong-il vowed to close, they said was basically rendered as useless. And North Korea President Kim Jong-il is also supposed to be meeting soon here in a couple of weeks with Donald Trump. And the beauty of South America, well, it's a place where Eric did his Axe body spray commercial, and you see pictures of the landscape. Well, there's issues where a lot of the people down there, there's 1,000 of them coming up in a caravan to escape some of the hard times they're having down there. And what's happening now is they're building up at the border. So they got to see what kind of situation they could have with allowing them through and the test if they were really having a hardship issue. And Bill Crosby, like Aretha said, was found guilty. And one of the jurors actually said the guilty verdict was not just a victim's testimony, but what Bill Crosby himself had said about giving a seductive pills or whatever he had. It's the pills that would put him to sleep or whatever. And he admitted that. So he said that's one of the main things that caused him to come along with the guilty plea. Cuba is seeing a big drop in the U.S. travel, and that was word that people are going to Cuba. Well, now they're seeing a big drop in travel, which hurts the tourism. And overall tourism has been down for 3 months in the first 3 months of 2018. Now, that really hurts the income from the tourists over there. Well, talking about travel, here's the top. I'm going to hit you with the top five domestic destinations for baby boomers because people are saying, where are they all going? Well, in 2018, check this out, an estimated 10,000 baby boomers will be turning 65 every day. Can you believe that? 10,000 people will be turning 65. So Think about it. Boy, we should get into the birthday business. So the top five destinations are Washington, D.C., Moab, Utah, New Orleans, Louisiana, Miami, Florida, and Palm Springs, California. Carrie Underwood brings down the house during her performance of the national anthem for Game 2 between the Predators and the Jets. The outcome, Nashville Predators, what did they get? I think the Predators, Jets 4, yeah, they took that one. Predators 5, and the Winnipeg Jets 4, so it was a very close game. The Nashville team also honored the hero from the Waffle House shooting during the Stanley Cup playoffs. Cheerleaders want to have a talk with basically a goodwill about the NFL rules. And an NFL team takes fans, this big star, he takes a Down syndrome young lady to her prom. Peyton Manning sells his shares of the Papa John's franchise, so if you're interested in something like that, talk to Peyton. And that's pretty much it, Reith. There's a lot of news, but I only have so much time here.
There is a lot of news.
Yeah, I could have broke into this. You know, you get the weather, it's on, but we've got a lot to talk about. So anyway, we're going to, I think, what do we got here? Move into commercial here.
Commercial time.
It's commercial time. Now, if it doesn't pop on, there's a whole lot more I have here.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at EZWay Promotions.
Welcome to EZWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EZWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EZWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EZWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EZWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EZWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EZWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EZWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way. And remember, E-A-S-Y is different than letter E, letter Z. Letter E, letter Z is Eric Zuli, and he has worked long, hard hours, which Reese knows too, and it's nonstop on the computer, and his computer just sits there smoking away. And Reese, I'll tell you, so much that goes on, and it's hard to keep up with all this, but, you know, we just try to, you know, and it's like I was talking to you before. I try to put a positive spin on some of this stuff because, to be honest, Reith, I read a lot of the top stories, and I really, it's so doom and gloom about a lot of stuff, and you see it on the news. Why is it when you turn on the news or you pick up the paper, it has to be about all the top stuff that's in the kind of very negative category? Well, anyway.
The old saying used to be in the old newspaper days, if it bleeds, it leads. That's
what
sells newspaper. That's what sells broadcast news. If it bleeds, it leads. And nowadays, there's so much stuff that is so sensational. I'm personally a little tired of all the entertainment news being taunted is news. A lot of it is gossip. That's not news. It's gossip.
And you know, it's funny, Reese, when the girls are up on the stage showing their new dresses and coats and everything, and it's a, you know, there's a lot of that goes on. But if one of them trips and falls down, boy, it's all headline news the next day all over the place. You know, one of them tripped and fell, and she got her heel caught in the stage or something like that. You know, they grab that one thing. But anyway,
We've been desensitized now. I remember the first time they showed a live murder on television. It was a man and a woman that went to the cemetery to their daughter's grave, and the man was actually angry at the wife and blamed her. And he shot her right there on this news program that they were covering it. And I was shocked. But nowadays, every time we turn around, they're showing, you know, policemen shooting people. They're showing robbers shooting cops and robbers shooting people because everyone has a cell phone. Everyone captures everything. So it's really unbelievable, you know, the stuff that we take in is news on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, I'm going to try to get back on track here a little bit. I sent a text out to Eric. I think I'm going to see if I can get him towards the end of the show because I know he's busy, because I'm looking at our time frame here, and I think we got your tech time coming up here, being 10:19.
Okay, let's go to tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Have you ever gotten that emergency phone call from the kids or from the grandkids or even from a friend saying, I need $50 right now. Can you help me out? And you really do want to help them, but you haven't set up a cash app on your phone, so you don't know how you can get the money to them. Well, as much as we've been hearing about hacking and things that they're getting away with, there are safe ways to transfer money from one person to another. You don't have to be a big businessman. You just need your cell phone and a smart app. There's all kinds of apps. I'm not going to advocate any one, but there's like PayPal. There's Square. Even though you're not a business, you can have a Square app. There's a Cash app. There's a Money app. There's a Google Play Send. There's all kinds of apps. It doesn't matter what type of phone you have. Doesn't matter which bank you have. You can instantly transfer money. Sometimes it's a little bit more of a fee. Some are less of a fee. Some are absolutely free. Some you can get your own ATM-like card so that you can have the money transferred not from your main bank account, so you're not exposing your main bank account to, you know, some type of hack, but they will actually send you like a PayPal credit card or a Cash App credit card, and you put the money on that, and only the money that's on that particular app is open to being taken out of your account. So, like I said, it doesn't matter what kind of phone you have, and it's really convenient. Like I said, sometimes you're maybe even at dinner, and, I don't have enough cash to pay for it, but I want to split the ticket with you. You can use these apps to just send the money directly to the person that's paying on their credit card. It really is a wonderful thing. They're really easy to set up. As always, you will have a passcode that you have to remember and a username that you also have to remember. And you can do it right then. You can delay it. You could do it on a monthly basis. Say you got kids at college or grandkids at college and you want to send them money every month, but you don't want to give them, you know, their own ATM card to your account. You want to have it relatively controlled. You can set it up so they can get money out every month, every week. It really is convenient, and it's back to we just don't carry cash like we used to. And remember the days when you'd write the check on Monday, but you didn't have to worry about putting the money in the bank until Wednesday because you knew it would take that 2 days for it to hit? Those days are gone because money comes out instantly now. So what you need to do is set up your cash account in advance, so when that time comes that you need to give someone some money or someone even owes you money, they can transfer it directly into that app and you don't have to expose your account numbers to even a friend or maybe even a stranger that wants to, you know, say, oh, I want to, you know, give you some gas money, but I don't have any cash. It's like, oh, you can send it to my phone and it'll go directly into your bank. So again, doesn't matter what kind of phone, there are lots of different apps and lots of ways you can do it, but be sure to set it up in advance. And then you're always ready to either receive money or give money to someone without using a check or exposing your account numbers. And that is my tech time for today. And Jim, that takes us up to your gym.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
That's me, Hall. That's me. Okay, Reith, that was very interesting. Here's a little tip for you, Reith. When you're at the dinner table, well, you don't have to worry about being a woman, but for the guys, when you're sitting at the table with a little group, and you watch the waiter or whoever it is that's bringing the check, they're coming to your table. Right before they get there, you say to someone, "Hey, what's short for William?" And one of them may say, "Bill." And as he says it right when he gets there, it'll be perfect timing if you get that one. Anyway, I'm going to touch a little article I had from The Motley Fool, 11 Facts You Did Not Know About Retirement. I like the did not know stuff. Okay, I'm going to hit you with a couple of those. So many people are not confident that retirement will be comfortable. How about that? And many people have little or no retirement savings. And this is the one I hit you with before. The average baby boomer made $44,000 a year, and they are supposed to, according to advisors, have 11 times that amount in the bank, which comes to about $500,000. While in reality, they retire with about $25,000. We all know that's going to last a long time. Most Americans are worried about health care costs in retirement. That's a big one we talk about. Health costs in retirement can be massive. It's those deductibles that we talk about and everything that goes with it. Most Americans plan to retire after age 65 or not at all. You may enjoy retirement less or more than you expect. Your retirement may last much longer than you expect. So there's a positive side to it. Save aggressively and invest efficiently. Okay. Say, for instance, you take 3 years at 8%. You put $10,000 away a year. Well, that comes to $35,000. So work a little longer. That makes a big difference. You get a little bit more retirement on your Social Security, and that money adds up. Because when you retire, guess what? You're not working, so you're probably out spending money. Consider an annuity. Relatively few people have pensions to look forward to these days, but you can, in a sense, buy one for yourself from an annuity. So how about that? And now here's, I'm going to hit you with a couple wrong decisions that people make. According to Forbes, there are 11 retirement mistakes made by baby boomers. I'll go through them fast. Not having tax-efficient retirement distribution strategy. Starting 55 too early. You know, that's the retirement, or I mean, starting Social Security too early. Because you started at 65, you're not going to make as much. Focusing on returns and not the real issue, how to turn retirement assets into income, being too conservative, taking advice from friends and family, talk to professionals, failing to appreciate the power of personal spending decisions, being overinvested in your home and not recognizing how expensive the changes in retirement costs are. Remodeling a home, going to Disneyland, whatever. It wasn't the same plan you had 30 years ago. Worry more about taxes than retirement.
and there's a couple of them, Ray, so I hope you took notes. We try to make plans, but as we all know, the plans don't come to fruition the way we put it down on paper, because, you know, those trips you plan on taking that you budgeted for when you sat down planning your retirement 20 years later is nowhere close to what the actual costs are.
Well, I'm never going to retire. It's real simple. Oh, I never get to retire.
Well, you know, people sit around going, I wonder if I should take my Social Security now. Well, you know, you could take it now, but you don't get quite as much as if you wait 5 years. But if you wait 5 years, you're also not getting that Social Security that you could have gotten. But also, it's all that time that you could have had off to relax a little bit. I mean, you don't want to wait too long. You want to have a little time when you're still moving around and keeping busy, you know.
This is true. Well, I think that brings us up to Carmelita's
Carmelita's Corner.
And I know she's got a great guest today.
Carmelita.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's a good morning when we can say good morning. And God woke me up another day, so that's why I'm here to say good morning. And I have a wonderful guest lined up this morning. Oh, my goodness. She's been on our show before, and by popular demand, she's coming back again. And her name is Deborah Ash. Deborah, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Carmelita. How are you?
Well, you know what I told you this morning, right?
What did you tell me this morning?
Yes, we spoke this morning, and
yes.
And we're both blessed and highly favored.
That's a lovely thing, yeah.
That's right. That's how we are, and that's how we roll.
That's how we roll. Well, you know, I was listening to what Jim was saying, and, yeah, we got a lot of these things going on in the news that bring people down and make people walk around in great fear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's more love in the world and more love that we have in our unity. And the social media is actually a demonstration of energy unity, because we all know everything now. We're all connected. And you're a person of love, and that's what we're going to talk about today, right?
Yes, we're going to rise in love, aren't we?
We sure are. well, you know, you and I were talking, people talk about falling in love. Well, it's about really rising in love in everything we do in our lives, in every person we talk to, in every area of our lives, in our relationships. It's really about rising in the love. And we all know what that means, you know, because we all have some feeling about what love is. So the CD that I'm releasing and you're bringing attention to today, thank you, Carmelita, and Jim, and the Boomers Hour here, it's called Rise in Love, Deborah Ash, Rise in Love. And, you know, I've had a career in singing as a soul singer, songwriter, as Ash and Campagna with my ex-husband, Michael Campagna, and a great musical partner. And so, you know, I've been singing and performing for, you know, minimum over 35 years. And this is a compilation CD, a first volume of songs from our music library, and including Chaka Khan's, the song Chaka Khan recorded, but the original versions, Carmelita, that, you know, I wrote and recorded with Michael and arranged, and we were singing around L.A. in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And those songs are Nothing's Gonna Take You Away on Naughty, and Father, He Said on one of her biggest album CDs, What You Gonna Do For Me. Everybody knows that one.
Yeah.
As well. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that's like R&B, ballad, jazz. And Jennifer Holliday, the famous Jennifer Holliday from Dreamgirls, recorded a gospel, R&B gospel ballad called It Will Haunt Me. And so those songs are included, as are, you know, some blues. You Soothe Me. You played that here on my last journey with you. And some neo-soul as well, with Soul Edge. And then what we're talking about today, which is this title track closes the set list on the CD, and it's called Rise in Love. And do you remember Della Reese's church, Carmelita?
Absolutely. They adopted me, and I became a member because of an event that my organization put on. And they said, well, you're part of us, so why don't you join us? And even though, you know, I'm one of the regulars at St. Paul's Catholic Church, I just let them know that I would bounce back and forth when I can to attend their church services, which are wonderful, by the way. And as you know, Reverend Della Reese has graduated and gone on to a better world, but it's been a journey with her, and I met her through Sally Blair, a wonderful singer, beautiful singer, who became a very good friend, and she was a legendary singer, by the way, because she opened up in Radio City Music Hall, New York, where she was a headliner. And she was big during the 50s and 60s, so people like Marilyn Monroe were going to see Sally Blair. But Sally became a very, very close friend. In fact, she nicknamed me Sistor. You know, she would always call me Sistor.
Sistor.
And since she was the one who introduced me to Della Reese's church, because Della used to hold her services in her home. And Della lived at the top of Bel Air Drive, and I went up there one time, and it was just amazing. She had a swimming pool in her living room, and you looked out the back, out in the backyard, and she actually had a lake. And the only view you had was just that lake and mountains in the backyard. That was her backyard.
Wow.
And but Reverend Della lived. She walked her her preachings, or walked the talk, so to speak, and she was an inspiration and a big support, a big supporter, as a matter of fact, of my charity, because she lent her choir and her band to one of the events that we produced, and it was called Parade of Angels. So we literally were touched by an angel. As many people know, she had a hit TV series with Roma Downing. That was her co-star, Touched by an Angel. And everybody, including the audience, the performers, everybody, they all wore white, and the decor was white. And we had 10-foot tall angels that were all around everywhere, graced the stage, were in the garden, everywhere. And we had three choirs, Reverend Della's choir and her band. And as you know, Reverend Della said that was her stuff, and she really didn't like to lend out her stuff. But you were, and I were very fortunate that she was so generous to let us work with her choir and her musicians. So tell us about the time that you worked with her choir and musicians on stage when you recorded Rise in Love Live.
Yeah, Rise in Love Live. I love everything you were just saying and sharing, too, by the way. And well, would you believe it, one of my managers at the time, this is like 2001, and was dating an attorney who happened to be Reverend Della's bodyguard at the time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And And so she had an idea for a song, which she came up with the title, Rise in Love. And then I think she had one, the first song, I prayed to the Lord for love, and you were the answer to my prayer. That's the opening line in the first verse. And we got a Rise in Love. And then I created a song around that, and the quiet, you know, the chorus was Rise in Love, and of course. Anyway, so, you know, I did the melody and the rest of the lyrics and the chord changes. And her boyfriend, John, said, you know, you need to do this with Reverend Della's band and choir for one of the services. And at that time, her church was that gypsy church. You and I talking about that. It was
yes.
Not, right?
Yes, because they were always on the road.
Well,
but, you know, I have to tell you, Reverend Della picked the best places, though, and she did stay in one place for a long time. One of the times was when she was holding church in that beautiful hotel right there on San Vicente near Sunset Boulevard. And that's the time when I thanked her and her choir and her band. And my husband and I, we took them to lunch there. We had brunch right there in the hotel's restaurant, and it was just a wonderful experience. I treated everybody, and we were able to present a certificate to Nick Latour, who was one of her church members. He was a well-known actor, also going on to glory, but I had a certificate from the mayor that I wanted to present to him, and that was a great opportunity in which we did. And Reverend Della and her husband, Franklin, sat next to my husband and I, and there was a long, long table where we all dined together. And it's just something I'll never forget. I don't think they'll forget it either. That's how I wound up becoming a member, because they adopted me after that. I said, oh, you're one of
great.
Us. Come on, join the party.
Join the crowd. Well, you know,
yeah.
I'm remembering that it was the one that I went to, and it might have been what you're saying, is I think La Cienega, but I could be wrong, but it was gorgeous.
Oh,
and,
yes, that was actually a temple. But listen, the time is flying, and I want to make sure everybody hears something of your CD, The Rise in Love, and I just love the idea that you're rising and not falling in love. So this is a new twist.
All right.
Yeah, here we go. Let's hear some of Deborah Ash.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been asking the Lord for new songs. New songs from the choir, new songs from anywhere, new songs from you guys. And from you guys is what we got at this time. Miss Deborah Ash and Phyllis, Congregational Folk, wrote this song. It's about God's love. Check it out.
And the song goes out to the Lord. It's about love. And Phyllis dedicates the song to John as his birthday gift through her heart and through my voice. Please sing along once you get the hang of it, okay? Thank you. I prayed to the Lord for love, and you were the answer to my prayer. I looked to the Lord. God dance, and oh, the Lord guided me there. In this world of struggle and strife, we gotta walk the path of love and life. We gonna rise in love. We can't fall. In love, to the Lord in joy, in the blessings they did come, they opened my heart to awe in His grace. We can't fall in love, no, no. Wrapped in love, wrapped in love. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I said, oh, I want to praise you.
Well, Deborah.
Yeah, Carmelita.
Yeah, I'm glad we had a chance to hear some of that. I wish we could hear more, but we're looking at the clock now. We're going to have to sign off. I was hoping that people could hear Reverend Della's voice at the end where she's actually congratulating you. I think most people who know Reverend Della would recognize her voice, but I'm just going to have to let them know that that happened because we're actually signing off now. And I want to thank you for being my guest. And I want everybody to know about Rise in Love. And Deborah,
and
is there some way that...
They can actually look for my Deborah Ash art at AOL.com on PayPal. And right, that's how I'm right now selling Rise in Love. And you get it within a week. Now, I don't know if I'm going to get 10,000 CDs out in a week. So you can do that. You can contact me at Deborah Ash Music at gmail.com and, get in touch with me. And, here we got, we're coming to the end of the van. I thank you for this opportunity, too, Carmelita. I love you, love you, love you. And Jim, thank you, Jim.
Yeah, well, we got Jim, and we've got Eric, and we've got Rita of Easy Way Broadcasting Network. They're great people. I love working with them. We have so much fun every Monday. Everybody tune in on Mondays, and you'll hear us on a regular basis. We've been doing this now for some time, and Eric's got so much good stuff to talk about. I believe he's coming on a little bit after we get off the segment. But thanks again, Deborah, for coming on. Deborah, can you repeat how they can get that CD again?
Well, first I'm going to say, you got to call on a Monday, Jim in the game. Anyway, I had to say that. PayPal, Deborah Ash Art at AOL.com, and I'm doing a grassroots approach to start off with. Okay.
Okie doke. Well, best wishes with that. I'm sure it's going to be a big success. We've already claimed it. Okay. Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you, honey. Thank you, Carmelita.
I pray to the Lord for love, and you.
Okay, guys. Great show, Carmelita, and. Love the guests, you know, and sometimes we get to hear some of their songs and so on, and it's, hey, Reese, you still here?
I'm here.
So, Reese, have you ever thought about singing? You know, you've been doing the acting for so many years, and, you know,
I think about it all the time, Jim. I think about it all the time, and other people tell me, stop thinking. Don't do it. Just don't do
it. Yeah. But, you know, we've had singers over the years that have no voice at all, you know, and it's amazing how they're singers. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, I think we got I text Eric earlier to see if I can get him on, and sometimes he'll pop on. Sometimes he's a little too busy. But Monday mornings, I said try to keep a little bit open for us. So let's see if we could find him, putting it out to the engineer to see if we could reel him in. And then folks, we're going to start sending Retha to singing lessons. Oh, there it is. Okay, we have a...
Life is hard, but I wrote it easy.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Retha.
There we go. Hi.
Radio Boomers Live.
Radio Boomers Live. We're smoking, and we're talking. Retha's talking about possibly taking singing lessons, or is that just me, Retha, and you're not talking
That's
about
just
that?
You. That's just
you.
That's just you. No, Retha needs to give twerking lessons.
That
well,
I can do.
Yeah. But,
she did some good twerking on stage with me at the iLaunch event.
The iLaunch event was a fabulous event.
It was amazing, and I liked the stage. And what did he think, Reese? Was that little dance routine okay with you?
Well, you're a ballroom dancer, Jim. I did not know that.
Is that ballroom? Oh.
Yeah, that's
well,
ballroom.
Okay. So that's going to be coming up. Eric and I are going to be meeting with a couple people, and they're ballroom dancers, and I'm not. I'm a freestyler. I make up my own moves. And I told her, you know, it takes years to develop the ballroom routine and learn it right and everything, and we're going to dance. And I told her I'm going to teach her my entire dance routine in less than 10 seconds. And
well, not only are we gonna do the dancing, but we're going to shoot it and put together. I mean, we're doing so many different things for TV now. And radio, and we have so many big names. I'm not going to drop the names, but we have so many big names, shows coming on. We've already signed about 42-something shows. We have iLaunch Easy Way launching pretty soon, but we're really hitting the TV, and then with our partnership with Voice America, we're doing the radio really strong. And so there's so many shows that we have now, and I just wanted to encourage everybody to go to easywayaccess.com because all the shows and everything that we have happening with iLaunch Easy Way is going to be posted on there, and everybody can interact. We've actually had someone do a deal. We've actually had someone connect and actually do a deal on our social network, and it's in conjunction with Easy Way Tube. So if people want to get on TV and they want to potentially get their shows or their avenues, I mean, we're actually looking for comedy right now. Hint, hint, Retha. we're looking for comedy content. For Easy Way TV, which is on Channel 30 and Apple and Roku and Amazon and DirecTV and all that. And, we have so many awesome shows, from women-based shows, urban, sports-based. We have a food network. We have a sitcom coming out called Patsy Place, which is kind of a New York kind of Italian Jersey type guy and his family. And he cooks food, and it's a funny episode. And then we have non-profit soldiers. Yeah, celebrities shoot each other with paintballs to raise money for causes, and we have
a talent show
actually.
That's not the paintball thing.
It's
you know what I mean. There's a sign out there. It says, "Do not shoot at the cameraman," and I'm out there in the field with all these celebrities shooting paintballs at each other. I'm supposed to be neutral territory, and boy, they did not follow the rules because I got hit several times, and now I know why they wear jackets and all that kind of stuff. Next time, I'm going to have to wear a protective bubble around the camera because my camera started turning green from getting hit by paintballs. And I looked around, and I noticed all the camera people are on the other side of the fence, and then I found out why. That was kind of fun, though, other than that.
Yeah, but we got the best footage possible because of that, because you went into the field. But actually, what's happening now, after you did that, I don't know if you started a trend or what, but people are starting to tape up their cameras and like protect their cameras and wear like a bunch of like armor and a bunch of like, you know, paintball suits so they don't get hurt. And they're going into the field and they're actually shooting. They're shooting live. They're doing a lot of different things. And so I think we kind of jump-started something. But this is going to be a lot of fun in the avenues. I mean, it's network television, and we're getting ready to do some big things. And, people are starting to buy our time and get shows. And we're going to be launching a network that is going to house all the different networks. And the content's going to be on it. It's going to be incredible. And we're getting ready. I mean, our live channel is functional right now, easyway.tv. It's also it'll be on iLaunch Easy Way, and the shows are just incredible. The content's awesome, and it's different. It's a different type of content. TV flip for the better. TV flip for the better. I want people to remember that. TV flip for the better. I mean, we need to flip television. If you guys are with me and you agree, then, you know, join on top of this train. Get on this movement, easywayaccess.com.
What I kind of see is this big transition. People are coming home, and they're not like the younger people are coming home sitting on the couch watching TV anymore. It's kind of like a big a mix of television and online, whatever viewing. And this big blend is coming together, and you're like right in the center of this axle, or whatever you want to call it, of the combination of the two. And it's I don't know if it's ever been done before. You know,
everything is. I mean, people enjoy television, but television is only going so far. Even the baby boomers are going. I mean, Dad, I saw you sitting there on your phone, watching, some of the America's Got Talent winners and some of the content that's available on the internet, and people, statistics are showing that people are on their phone way more now than television. But some people still like the general television. But what it is it's television to the phone, and that's what we're
exactly.
On the top of the totem pole for is the IPTV, the OTT. OTT is smart television, and so it's
right.
Television to the phone, and that's what we're hitting is television to the phone, and we're and it's the content. It's what, how is this content, influencing, the viewer. And what type of content is being put out? And what's happening is there's a lot of content that's being put out that's influencing for the wrong reasons, and it's causing people to do things. And you got to really open your eyes and see what's happening. So we are doing TV flip for the better. Our content is all positive. It's funny. It's not prissy. It's good content. It's action. It's a lot of different stuff, but it's positive content. It's pure positive. Nothing but positive content. We don't allow any unpositive content on the network. And so, we linked up with Evander Holyfield's Families TV Network, and we have our social media piece. We're top pretty much in the world on influence for that. And so we've combined the two, and it's just really exciting. We have 42 shows we're about to release.
It's a lot more pleasant when you watch some of the positive rather than this other stuff. And, I did a switch for my TV, so I turned it off for a while, and it's been more relaxed. I've been getting more done. And I'm watching some of the more positive stuff, like you said, of the America's Talent shows and things like that. And you eliminate that negative stuff, makes you feel better, instead of dragging all that with you. That's true.
Yeah, and when you have a open, pure spirit and a soul, and you're happy and you're healthy, the world's going to be happy and healthy. You know what I mean? I think people are just, I think people are just a little pissed off. Because they're not healthy or they're not happy.
From the negative. Yeah, and it's all right, you go to a show, you got 50 people coming out of theater, and they just saw some negative drug explosion murder movie, and then another group comes out after watching a fun, light comedy. Which group do you think is going to be more positive, of course? And
exactly.
I don't know. But, I don't usually watch that stuff, but it was kind of interesting seeing some of these winners of these shows and then where they go, what happens to them. That's kind of fun. But
the streaming is the way of the future. We're a mobile society, and we just like taking our entertainment everywhere. And we wait in line. We wait in the doctor's office. We wait a lot. And it's wonderful to have your own TV right there in the palm of your hand. And with,
EasyWay Tube, EasyWay Access. And what we're doing is we're like the first ever, television network that's going to be live TV that's embedded into a social network. You guys can actually go, anybody can go and sign up, create an account free, enjoy networking with people and posting their stuff just like you would Facebook or LinkedIn or, any social network platform. But there'll be live TV where you can actually watch TV, program time-slotted television. So you're on a social network, and on the social network you can watch TV too, and you can buy from it, and you can do a whole bunch of cool stuff. And so that'll be connected with our app. It'll be connected with all of the other platforms, and then we'll be putting all the news through easywaynetwork.com, and it'll also bring you to all the other stuff that we do. I mean, we have so many amazing events coming up. It's digital networking that turns into physical networking, just like TV needs to go over to mobile. There's so many alliances and affiliates and amazing, like-minded, faith-based people that are on board with us. It's just really incredible. It really is. And by the way, I also want to give myself a little self-promotion. My Authentic Life magazine, I'm coming out on the cover of My Authentic Life magazine. So if my Easy Way family can support me on that, or the Radio Boomers Live supporters, if you guys can go to myauthenticlife.com, go check out the the issue. It comes out tomorrow, May 1st. And a lot of all the shows, everything we got going on, everything that's happening with Easy Way. I mean, I'm more about Easy Way and our Easy Way family than I am myself. It's just people just choose to use my face on things.
That's going to be cool. So that comes out tomorrow, huh?
Tomorrow, May 1st, yeah. And so we'll have a blog going out on easywaynetwork.com and my site, ericzulli.com. So all the information will be happening. And, we just really appreciate the support. And there's a big event coming up on August 10th and 11th, the Grace Women's Conference. For women that are looking for hope and feel lost and are hurt. It's Grace, God, Jesus Christ, and just amazing business owners. And I mean, I'm looking at the lineup right now.
That's
going to
be at the same location, right?
Well, they're in talks with different things, and we're hoping that it's going to be at the Business Expo Center. But it is going to be 10th and 11th. It's going to be the mid August and the weekend, and it's a two-day conference. It's going to be televised, so that's a big one.
Yeah.
It's going to be televised by Easy Way Network and iLaunch, and it's just going to be a really exciting event. So definitely mark your guys' calendars for August 10th and 11th. Aretha will be a part of it. Aretha's always a part of everything that we're doing, and it's for women. It's women-based, SheTV. SheTV is incredible.
All right.
It's an incredible network, and, yeah, we got some great, great content on SheTV coming out. So get ready
for
SheTV, My Holy Field TV, and Easy Way TV, and the Food Network. We have Foods of the World. And, that it's just going to be incredible. I think people are going to really enjoy this network, iLaunch Easy Way.
Yeah, and those food networks are pretty popular, and the live stream is very popular at events. A lot of cables and wires when you wind up having live feed, and a lot of setup time. I don't know if people.
Well, there's a lot that goes into lives. Yeah, I mean that's why you charge it's $25,000 to go live on network television. And have all the big cables, and you need about at least 5 screens to look at everything, and each camera needs its own screen.
The iLaunch system. The situation we had was a packed house. That was pretty interesting. And I think you guys. What was the act? There was one act they had on there. The guy was pretty good. I forgot his name, but he was pretty clever up there, freestyler or whatever. And the acts we had at your birthday for the American Cancer Society, Soul Train Dancers.
Well, just get ready for Game Changers. It's a new TV show coming out on iLaunch Easy Way, and Game Changers is going to be a talent-based show that's social media star search. We're looking for stars. We're finding stars on social media, and there's a lot that goes into it. Yeah, I know it's going to be a real fun talent-based show, and a lot of good content. So
yeah.
I know you guys have a couple more minutes left until your time's over, so I'm going to go ahead and take off, and I love popping on. I love Radio Boomers Live. Get ready for a show with Raz B, too. I'll give you guys that. I'll give you guys that exclusive.
Yeah.
Raz B from B2K is going to be coming on Voice America and our network, and that's going to be pretty exciting, and there's some big things happening with him. And so no, he's out here. He's out here making some things happen, and he's got all his China connections. And then June 15th, you make sure you're reading the column for Radio Boomers Live. June 15th, Easy Way Magazine will be coming out.
Wow, we're drinking. Nice work, Eric.
Busy.
And here we go again, Reese. I mean, it's Monday morning. We start our show, and time to wrap up. So,
it is time to go. We're here Monday mornings, 10 a.m., Easy Way Broadcasting. There's so much going on. Check it all out, all the different shows, radio, TV, and Eric's just everywhere. What can we say?
And next week, we're going to hit a little bit into where we should invest, some of the smarter places, we hope. But listen to the show. You get the top tips on health and what everybody's doing when they retire, where are they going, what are they investing in, and so on and so forth. So, Reese, I guess that's a wrap.
I'm back really quick. You said invest. We have a show coming out called Invest and Connect. I can't forget about the show. I can't wait for the show to come out. Invest and Connect, which is Yeah, it's all about where to invest and money and finance and real estate, and it's going to be an incredible incredible show. And then shout out to Inspired Images Studios, Tyler's Coffee, Safe Solutions Now, all of our sponsors that keep our, you know, keep our bills paid and the airtime going and everything. We appreciate all you guys and the Easy Way fam. All right, now I'm going to go for real. Bye.
All right, guys. Yeah, that's right. And so until next week, keep moving, right, Reese? We got to keep moving.
Absolutely.
Keep that positive attitude. So Monday morning, guys, next week, 10 o'clock to 11, Reese and I will be here. And see you then. Radio Boomers Live, signing off.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotions, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.